Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob, how's it going?
It's going very well, thank you. Now,
I like the idea that you're our guide for the Mind Trench, like this idea that you're sort of
with a torch,
or a big lantern hanging on it.
Yeah, I
have some of that.
Right, now I was asked really nicely last week to talk about chakras. But it's quite a butty subject, quite intense and all that, and I haven't quite finished researching it. I want to give it more.
Sure.
But
so the listener who texted that in, don't worry,
thank
Rob,
you very much.
Rob's taking it on board, but he's giving it a proper go.
But I've got someone else pointed me into our direction of orcas killing sharks.
Orcas killing sharks?
On YouTube, and there's a whole thing of it. Anyway, I'll tell you about what it's all about. Right, Salvador Jorgensen, that's such a cool name.
That is a very cool name.
Has spent more than 15 years studying great white sharks near the Californian coast. And the senior research scientist from the Monterey Bay Aquarium and his team have attached tracking tags to 165 sharks, right?
All right.
They routinely visit the islands west of San Francisco and prey on elephant seals, but something odd happened in 2009.
I presume you're talking about the sharks, not the scientists.
The sharks,
cool.
Or maybe could have been. Make this story really
just
interesting.
Just flips Rob's research upside down.
Anyway, 17 of the tagged sharks simultaneously were swimming around the island, and they all left within a matter of an hour.
Wow.
And they're thinking, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden, because these sharks are here for the whole season, eating all the sea lions and all that. Then all of a sudden, why did they do it? And all of a sudden, the orcas turned up.
Ooh.
And they're thinking
it's like a gang fight between the sharks and the orcas.
So the big question... your thing about the scientists has just thrown me out.
I'm sorry.
So they got 30 years of a survey of wildlife abundance around the southeast Farran Islands. Great whites have been seen abandoning the prime feeding area when killer whales turn up. Even if the mammals are simply just going through, going past, they'll just go. And they don't come back for a whole year.
Because they're scared.
They are scared.
Wow, that's kind of amazing.
Now, sharks have existed. If you're a... who's the people that believe the world's only 4,000 years old?
Oh,
I don't
some
know.
Some conspiracy
called, but
yeah, well, if you're people. One of them, don't listen to this, because sharks have been around for 450 million years.
Wow.
Which is a long time. But dolphins and whales evolved about 50 million years ago.
Wow.
So for sharks to have survived that long, they've got to have a few tricks up their sleeves, flippers,
up there,
fins.
Up under their gills.
Under their gills.
tricks under their flippers.
One of them is knowing when to go. If something's bad, just go.
Just get out.
So anyway, some orcas specialise in eating salmon and other fish, and others prefer seals and walruses, and the third are partial to sharks.
Ooh. Right. I like that. I feel like we could learn that from the sharks, you know. If something's bad, just go.
Just get out. Remove yourself from the situation.
Now, I remember, was it last year or whatever, a whole load of great whites got washed up on the beach in South Africa.
Because
their livers had been taken out. Just their livers.
Oh, what?
By the
great white sharks?
By the orcas had been taken their
the
livers.
The sharks' livers have been taken out
by
the orcas.
By the orcas. Okay, here we go.
And then...
How did they do that?
I don't know. Scalpel?
A scalpel, precision,
but this,
surgery.
This video on YouTube, there's a boat, it's in 1997, there's a boat and they're filming all the sharks, and then all of a sudden these orcas come in and they just herd this one shark and they just muller it. They actually turn them upside down.
Oh, my God.
Because if you turn a shark upside down, they're hopeless.
Really?
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they just like... And then they,
weakness
they,
to have.
Yeah. And then they just smashed them.
Oh, no.
So, but then there's also in Australia, it's happening in Australia
I just
as
wanna,
well.
It's not, this is your suspicion that the liver situation was the orcas. That's not confirmed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's because, they reckon it must have been.
Must have been.
Must have been.
Because what else would it have been?
Yeah. Scientists aren't sure how sharks detect the orcas. The waters around Faroe Islands are murky.
Murky.
It's a good word.
That is a good word.
It's also and great whites have been leaving en masse well before the orcas show up.
It's quite amazing, I think, the way that animals can sense. It's like dogs and earthquakes and things like that.
On David Attenborough, yeah.
On God.
Like the way that sound travels
underwater
is quite incredible. Maybe it's a sound thing.
Well, they reckon they might be able to smell something in the water. It could all basically be a chemical cue after another shark has been stressed out.
Right, okay.
But this is...
So it's like one shark gets sacrificed for them all.
And then all the others go, hang on, let's schmice it.
Sacrificial shark.
Yeah. But ecologists often use the phrase, this is the best phrase I've heard for ages, landscape of fear.
Ooh.
To describe predators' influence on movements and behaviours of their prey.
Yeah.
Resulting in the cascade of impacts on the ecosystem. So
you might not have found this in your research, but when the sharks go and then the orcas come in a little while after, do they then hang around for a bit and then they go and the sharks come back?
No, the sharks won't come back for a season.
But then they will eventually come back.
That must really mess with their, like, you know, hunting habits and things
They have so many, like, hunting grounds that they can go to.
Yeah.
But
someone just texted in. Orcas also target baby whales and just eat their tongues. I don't know if that's true, listener.
I'll have to check that out.
You need to send me some
orcas
sort of fact
like
sheet here.
Orcas just sound like big bullies, big sea bullies. Everyone's given sharks a bad rap.
It's the food chain, isn't it?
How the sharks' avoidance of orcas might likewise be affecting marine ecosystems remains a mystery. This is in part because great white orcas and elephant seals are all still recovering from a century or more of mistreatment by humans. We've done it again.
Classic.
Classic. The humans have stepped on in and ruined everything.
Do yourself a favour. Oh, yeah, I don't know whether you should, maybe not before you eat. But go on YouTube and just go orcas killing sharks and you'll find the one.
I can't believe you're recommending this to the listeners. That sounds savage.
You'll see all this splash and all that going on and then just a bit of, bit of shark meat.
So maybe after your breakfast, long before lunch.
And don't have fish and chips beforehand.
You know, this is exactly like watching David Attenborough, though, because I used to not be able to do it when I was a kid because, you know, they're like, oh, and the little meerkat's going to die and they don't step in and fix the little meerkats.
I'd be no good. I'd help them out.
I know. And it's terrible because I know you have to just let nature do its thing, but also do you really have to let the little meerkats die? Mm. I just, you know.
It can be quite scary.
But there you go. Yeah. So
sharks,
great whites aren't the main predator in the oceans. We are, I suppose.
Yes, yeah, this is very true. Yeah.
Unless you're on your own.
That was very profound, Rob.
Yeah, thank you very much for that one, Rob.
Just
very
remember,
good.
Landscape of fear.
Landscape
can we potentially expect chakras?
Oh, it's going to be chakras. Is it chakras?
Chakras.
Okay.
Yeah. We can talk about it after.
Okay, cool.
Thank you very much, Rob. If you've got something you would like Rob to look up for you, you can text us on 5395 or you can give us a call on 309-3879 and Rob will put his mind to it.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
You are certainly listening to 95